Old saying?
Mm-hmm, same, same.
That's all right. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You say she's really what?
Really in the style. Really look good.
Or she's really, with a verb you might use in there?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Dolled up, dressed up, primped up, fixed up?
Dolled up, dressed up.
And what about for a man? The same?
Same thing.
What word do you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around very well? Maybe he's 100. You say he's certainly what for his age?
He's certainly... Wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying today. He's certainly stirring around well. I'm saying like that.
What about somebody who never wants to do any work? You might say he's just...
Lazy.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Now, I don't know, because I don't know what they mean. Unless it's a mockingbird.
Okay, what about these two? Woodpecker and peckerwood.
Woodpecker. Woodpecker.
Is the one that makes a hole. What about an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Is it a grasshopper?
Okay. How's that?
I said it's a grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? Maybe a car skidded on the ice. You might say the car went across the highway.
We said the car skidded across the road.
Okay. Would you ever say skidded every which way? Or
yes,
skidded
yes,
anagoglin? Or cattywampus? Wouldn't say that? Which one would you be more likely to say? What, every which way?
Or? Yeah, every which way would be better for me to say.
And what about if it were an explosion and pieces of metal? You'd say the pieces of metal just went...
Everywhere.
Do you have a word for an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
Haunted house.
And the spirits that live there are called what?
Witches.
And what do you call something, say a black cat or something like that, that people says brings bad luck?
Yeah, they say black cats will bring bad luck.
Okay, do you have a word that means anything that brings bad luck? Like a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo?
No, we sure don't.
What about a person who brings bad luck? Would you ever say every time he comes, something bad goes on? He's a regular...
Regular hoodoo.
Okay. And what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
A child born out of wedlock.
Okay. Any other words for that? Maybe that are not very nice or that... It's the only way you'd say it, all right. Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Embalming house.
Okay. The box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
And the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
And what do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Branch.
And is there another word that's...
Creek.
How's that?
Creek.
Which is largest, a branch or a creek?
Creek is the largest.
Okay. And what do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? Maybe it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that right here. You ever hear a prairie, savanna, a marsh?
Yes, I've heard a marsh. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers? Men wear them.
Suspenders.
And what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat? Especially ham.
Mm-hmm. Call it gravy.
Okay. And what about the liquid that was burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What about a long-legged hog that has a real thin body and a long snout?
You need some food.
Do you have a word for that type of hog? Would you say that's a razorback, a long rooter, a rooter, a piney woods rooter, a mountain rooter?
Piney wood, I'd say.
And what about an itching soreness between the toes?